imagine you're a cougar with a cougar attitude. You slink along on padded paws, you'd like to find some food. The bison and the antelope, the rabbit and the deer, each one has a name for you, and every name means fear. Oh, one day you spy a creature that you've never seen before. It walks upright on hind legs, you wonder if there's more. It wears the skins of others, decorates its face. This one could be dangerous, you'd better give it space. You run to the top of the highest ridge, climb the highest tree, and the cougar bides its time. It watches the people come and go from on high. 100 centuries go by and still you rule the land. People sometimes cross your path, but they know where they stand. Iroquois, Algonquian, the Dogs and Manawak. Each tribe has a name for you, and each name means respect. Then everything begins to change, your world slips through your claws. Wave on wave of humans come with wagons, guns, and saws. A man named Hickok claims your ridge and cuts down all your trees. He plows the ground and plants some seed to feed his family. You run far away to the mountain west, climb the highest tree, and the cougar bides its time. It watches the people come and go from on high. From your rocky hiding place, you haunt the people's dreams. They hear your eerie cry and wonder what it means. Panther, puma, mountain lion, names whispered in fear. But a cougar's still a cougar after all these years. Last week someone thought they saw a big cat in these woods. Ah, but there aren't any mountain lions in our neighborhood. Then someone found a tuft of fur, then there were the tracks. Is it really possible the cougar's coming back? You run to the top of Hickok Ridge, I'm the highest tree, and the cougar bides its time. It watches the people come and go from on high, and the cougar bides its time. It's watching everything we do.